Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
And now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe Podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
All right, we got the man, one of the best linebackers, if not the best linebacker of all time, Brian Urlacher, joining the boys out of New Mexico, Chicago Bear legend, Hall of Famer, Gold Jacket man. You have something going on right now where you are betting the first play of the Super Bowl. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so PXC is putting this thing together where I picked the first play to be a sack.
Okay.
Has that ever happened?
Has it?
It has happened, yes. Okay.
One time.
So anyway, I bet to be a sack. If you go with me and it's a sack, you have a chance to win the new Black Ops driver from PXG. If you go against me and it's not a sack, then you have a better chance to win the Black Ops driver. you're into the competition to win the driver. I would go against me if I was picking that bet. That's just me.
I would never go against
you. Yeah, I would.
I mean, it's probably not going to be a sack on the first play, but it sounds like a great thing that could happen, right? So, yeah, go against me, and you'll probably have a chance to win that
There's been a safety driver on the first play.
Oh, the Denver, right? Denver and Seattle. Yeah. I remember that.
That was a wild.
I don't think anyone had that in their bingo card.
A debacle. Man, that was terrible.
And it just unravels after that.
It did. It got bad.
Your Chicago Bears took a really nice turn this year. Things looked up for them, but they have a big decision right now.
Yeah, they do.
First overall pick. In your mind, do they keep Fields and trade the pick or take Marvin Harrison Jr., or do they go for Caleb?
Marvin Harrison Jr., number one, a receiver? I think if you're still asking him, Justin's the man. At this point, he's probably not the man, right? If you think he's not the guy, then he's probably not the guy. I don't envy their position. You know, it's hard to have them. They had the number one pick last year, and this year they got it because of the trade with Carolina. But I don't know. It's tough, man. If you get rid of Justin, and Justin goes on and does great somewhere else, because he has shown flashes of being great.
Absolutely.
I mean, you watch him like, damn.
That's a hard decision.
I know, it's hard, but then do you pass up? Well, last year they passed up on Stroud because they thought Justin was the guy.
Yes.
You had a chance to pick Stroud there at number one. You didn't take him. Houston did. They did pretty well with him. That dude's a monster, by the way. But it's tough, man. I don't envy them. You don't want to ever have the number one pick. Their only reason to have it because of the trade, but it's tough, man.
How do you feel about Montez Sweat coming in and revitalizing Beast?
How about when he got there, the numbers of the defense and the team
transformed?
They changed. I don't know if it was from one guy or they just started doing things better or what, but man, when he got there, they got better.
I feel like that's like the Aaron Donald effect, though, too. Like people say that when he gets to, you know, Los Angeles, other players go and they thrive there, and then when they go somewhere else, it's like not the same because Aaron Donald's not getting triple-teamed.
Not getting the attention. You're exactly right. It's nice when you get to get attention taken off of certain guys, right? 100%. And Montez is getting two guys every play, right? Still getting the sacks, but it does free up other guys and make you concentrate on somebody else on your defense. But yeah, when he got there, their defense changed. They played good the second half of the season.
Yeah.
Today's defense and what you're seeing, how much do you think has it changed since when you were playing?
It's not so much the defense. It's the offense. Well, the size of the players now is different. You look at linebackers are 6'1", 6 feet, 210, 215.
The edges are just so lean.
The edges are now. The edges are what I was. I played at 6'4", 255. It's just different now. The linebacker size. You know, the TJ Watt's got to be 6'5", 260, whatever.
Would you have played on the edge if you played today, you think?
No, I'd still be. No, because I could still run. If I could run the way I did back then.
Yes.
No, I can't run that way now. But if I could still run the same.
We heard before the show your softball debacle.
Yeah.
I haven't ran since the knees, bro.
Knees. I don't run it at all. I ride my bike. That's it. No pickleball, no none of that. Ping pong, and that's it. And the bike. That's all I do. I don't want to.
You golf, though, right?
I golf.
Yeah.
I don't walk.
Live in Arizona.
Yeah, I don't walk. I do when I'm playing tournaments. Ugh.
Yeah.
But I'm a big cart golf guy. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Who are your top five linebackers right now? Sorry,
man, bro. Micah Parsons. Is TJ Watt, can he count?
Yeah.
I know he's an edge guy, but.
We'll count him.
TJ's a bad dude.
He's amazing.
You got Queen.
Beast.
In Baltimore. Roquan in Baltimore.
Baltimore, beast.
Nick Bolton. Nick Bolton kind of has.
He's excellent.
Fred Warner.
He's good too. But yeah. Nick Bolton doesn't get near enough credit as he should get.
The Chiefs absolutely homer every time on the. No one talks. Everyone talks about Mahomes, Kelsey,
but
no one talks about how good they draft on the defensive side of the football. Karlaftis,
McDuffie. McDuffie's a badass too.
Dude, badass.
They got
same
these
draft.
How about Justin Reed jumping in there too and doing a good job for him? Number 20.
Yeah.
Sneed. The Jerry Sneed.
Dude.
I mean,
Chris Jones, obviously.
Chris Jones a beast. He's lost one of their D linemen, right, for the game. I guess somebody got hurt.
Yeah.
Allegedly. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, if I had to pick five, it's hard. There's so many good players in the NFL right now. Oh, Tremaine Edmonds, T.J. Edwards in Chicago, both good football players.
Great signings.
Yeah, good seasons. Yeah, great. You're right. They had good seasons.
You
so,
know, speaking of drafting, your Bears kick ass in the defensive backfield. You have so many dogs back there in the defensive backfield.
They've done
right
a good job, yeah.
I feel like that's really historic, though. I mean, you know, like just the DBs Peanut. That you played with even,
yeah.
too.
Well, you look at our – so when I was there, my draft class was Mike Brown, our second – I was first pick. Mike Brown was second-round pick.
Yeah.
And then the next year, I think we get Peanut in the second round. They always do a good job. I feel like most of the guys when I were there came in the second, third, and fourth round. Most of the good players we had mm-hmm. were later in the draft. Now, we didn't do very good on first round picks for some reason.
It happens.
But after me, we had a.
You were decent.
We didn't do a great job on first round picks. It's frustrating.
Yeah. Did you love, like, the comps, you know, in your career to Ray Lewis? Like, you guys going at it
together? With same era, I get it. I mean, we're different type of players, I feel like. You know, Ray's the. Ray's 6'1", 250. I was 6'4", 255, a little more rangier.
It's funny
because in the box guy. Yeah. I could hit too, but we're different styles. We played cover two.
It's funny because like Ray's always like, everyone always counted me out because I was small. And I was like, bro, you are not small.
Hey, whatever it takes to get that chip on your shoulder, man.
I guess so,
whatever
right?
it takes, right? Yeah, I didn't count Ray out. I'll tell you that much. That dude was a badass from the time he stepped in the NFL.
Yeah, absolutely. Who's your most underrated teammate you ever had?
Most underrated teammate I ever had? That's a good question. Charles Tillman doesn't get a lot of love.
Look at
Charles' numbers compared to some of the guys who are in the Hall of Fame.
It's close.
And don't put their names. Don't put their names. By
just
their
do a blind reaction.
And let's see who's in the Hall of Fame.
But that's how I felt about Brock Purdy. If you took away Brock Purdy's name, where he was drafted.
Look at his numbers.
Just put out his numbers.
I'm so tired. Yeah, I'm so tired of hearing all the crap. Purdy holds him back. No, Purdy makes him go forward. This dude makes some throws. I know his arm strength isn't Mahomes. It's not. Some of the bigger guys, but he makes all the throws.
And he doesn't make mistakes.
They all make mistakes at some point. When
and
they
if he
get
makes
pressure.
A mistake, everyone's like harping on him. And
well,
the
they
thing
crush
is,
him. They crush him when he makes a mistake.
If it was Trey Lance, he was a third overall pick, and he was
oh,
doing
yeah,
this in year
be
two,
his praises.
Everyone
yes.
would be dick riding him to the nth degree.
You're exactly right. Yeah, he doesn't get enough credit for what he's done. Shanahan's done a great job with him as well, but Brock's just a beast, man. He's from Arizona, from 10 minutes from where I live.
Yeah, funniest teammate you ever had?
Anthony Adams.
That was easy.
He was funny, man. He just did some stupid shit all the time. He's always doing something, just saying something or doing some stupid
gestures.
There's
always that one guy that you just need around for vibes.
Yeah, there's. I mean, we had a few, but AA was definitely up there.
Pump-up song?
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't really need a pump-up song. I'm ready to play when the game rolls in.
James Harrison said that to me yesterday. He goes, I don't need music.
Yeah, I don't really need music to get myself ready to play. Yeah. Guy,
like, what was your like?
How much do you bench? He goes more than you. I'm like, all right, I'm done here, dude.
How about how big that guy is?
Like, what did you have to, like, to prepare yourself for a game? Like, do you have like a mentality?
So what I had to prepare was I worked my ass off all week long in practice and got prepared, and then on Sunday it was a bonus day to go out and get to play the game. But I did listen to music prior to the game, but that's not what got me ready to play.
Okay.
Like, just being out, just the. Enjoyment of getting to go play a football game was enough for me to be ready to play.
I feel you.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
Toughest guy to tackle?
Ricky Williams.
Okay. Listen here.
5'11", 5'10", 230, fast.
We are Longhorns, and I ask this question all the time.
Oh, there you go.
If I get 100 tries.
Yeah, Longhorns,
oh, my gosh. If I get 100 tries in the open field to tackle Ricky Williams, could I do it? 100 tries.
No.
I was a walk-on.
Open field. Oh, like, it's, I mean, there's, I probably couldn't do open field. Like, you don't have
100 tries.
Dude,
I can't
hard.
Trip him once.
How about this?
You may not get a hand on him out of those certain times.
Okay, what about Oklahoma drill? Just like once, twice?
Well, you might like get ran over and hold on to him. Yeah,
there you go.
That
I'll
counts.
Take it.
All right.
Tackle. I have some of those.
First and goal. I got 4 tries. You're in your prime. I got a fullback.
You can have a full offensive line,
full
too.
Full offensive line. Full game. Can I punch it in from the one?
Can you punch it in? Are you the fullback?
No,
he's a running back.
You're the running back? You probably could. 4 tries?
Thank you. You're the first person to say it.
I don't understand why people think, like, your O-line's doing all the work.
Yes.
All you got to do is get the ball and run straight.
And just avoid you.
Zaire Franklin was like, you got no chance.
I'm probably going to get blocked. I mean,
yeah.
You act like it's a free run. If it's a free run, I'm going to knock the shit out of you. But if I'm getting blocked or someone, I mean, you're going to fall forward for probably a yard.
Yeah. 100%.
I mean, I don't understand. I mean, if you have a good O-line, a good fullback, and you just get the handoff and run straight, I mean, it's not like every guy on defense has a free run at you.
Yeah.
You get a free run, different story.
Yeah. I'm excited for your answer for this one. We always ask everybody this. We've asked for the entire tenure of our show for 5 years. Could be from you playing, watching, anything your entire life.
Okay.
What is your favorite sports memory ever?
Oh, man, that's easy. state championship 1995, my senior year.
High school.
14-0 state champs. Eighth grade, my senior year, our class stuck together. Eighth grade, we were 0-6. Ninth grade, we were 2-5. Same group of guys.
Yeah.
And in my junior year, we lost in the state championship. My senior year, we were 14-0 state champs.
That's awesome.
It's good times, man. Back when football was actually pure, it was fun. You didn't have to play for your scholarship or because you get paid. It was just you and your buddies out there playing. I loved it. It was a blast.
Awesome, man. Before
I lost in the state championship my senior year. We were 15-0. We lost last game of season. At halftime, too.
We lost my junior year in the state championship, and then we beat the same team next year who was on our district in the regular season, and then they got beat out. They were done. Didn't matter.
That feels so good. Before we get back to PXG,
yes,
our buddy Brandon, it's his birthday today.
Oh, Brandon. Happy birthday.
Thank you. If you give him a shout out, it's his birthday.
How old is he?
He is 29.
My birthday's tomorrow.
Young shooter. How old are you? Like 29. You guys are young.
I was born in 95.
Brandon, happy birthday, guy. 95. There you go.
That's your year, baby.
14-0 state champs.
There you go. PXG. Love
it to Wildcats.
Give it to him one more time.
PXG.
About.
Go to PXG.com and pick either against me or with me to get PXG.com/Urlacher big bet. Just memorize that. No big deal. And you can go on there and pick with me or against me to win the Black Ops driver from PXG. It's a badass driver.
Don't go against him. I would go against Brian.
There may not be a sack on the first play. That's all I'm saying.
Gotta say, gold jacket player, gold jacket dude. Appreciate it.
Appreciate
you,
man. Thank you guys. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
And now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe Podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.